Episode 952 is Your Calendar Wrecking Your Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I pray that your life is amazing, at least that you're feeling that way. Maybe you've hit some hard circumstances, but you know what? Today is a new day, and God has got bigger plans than you have ever dreamed. We're talking about relationship building, that foundation within your marriage. And it's all about your calendar wrecking your marriage. Have you ever talked about a calendar and marriage in one sentence? Well, that's a question we're answering. What is your response? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I'm all about relationships. That's why God created you. He wants a relationship with you. He created Adam and then he created Eve. He knew that they needed to come together as one and be in marriage, in harmony with who? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, in all of this, he wants us to build a strong foundation. So when we have trying circumstances, struggles, and troubles in our lives, we can get through them. We can figure out ways. So we just don't say, oh, that's it. I'm kind of done with you. It's nice knowing you. I'll catch you on the other side. Will you? How much are you willing to fight for your spouse today? I ask that tough question because in today's world and what we're dealing with, there's a lot of bad CRAP going around. It is, and it's a lot of junk. And I got to tell you, that gets on my nerves. We got to get back to the foundation. And one of those foundations comes in to play, and that's busyness. You're busy. Life's busy. Is your calendar wrecking your marriage? Too much to do, too many activities. The schedule is bursting at the seams. You can't catch a break, and neither can your marriage. Can you relate? Have you found yourself coming more than going, or vice versa, or all the above? You don't know what's going forward or going backwards. Sometimes you feel like you're going sideways, always. You're more than on a roller coaster of life. Is that the life that you dreamt when you were 5 years old? Yes, as little girls, we like to dream about our weddings. Somehow, somewhere in our minds, it's like, oh, that would be awesome. Now, maybe you weren't 5 years old. Maybe you were 12 years old. Maybe you were 19 years old. Whenever you had the, that's what I want it to be like. Is that what you're living today? Maybe you are. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're caught in the middle. But one question that really needs to be answered today is your calendar wrecking your marriage? In building a strong marriage, you must remember there is more than one person involved in daily commitments, daily responsibilities, in careers. There's more than one. And when you add in the children's activities, you've more than tripled the busyness. It's a crazy cause and effect here. But what's the typical scenario? You control the calendar. You make the decisions. You say yes more than no. Is your calendar wrecking your marriage? Now, I know we don't do this on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose for many, many years, however I did it. So I speak with confidence in knowing that this does happen. And it happens more often than we care to admit. And in fact, in my searching out for information on calendars and wrecking your marriage, I could not find hardly anything out there. But if you talk to women like I do, if you talk to men like I do, you begin to hear their heart. And then what happens is you begin to hear more of the busyness than their heart. The busyness is controlling their life. The calendar is controlling their marriage. Therefore, their marriage is not so good. We've got to find this happy medium. And it's not balance. It's called living in harmony. God never told us that we had to be balanced. We had to be what? Perfect. 50-50. It doesn't work that way. There's ebbs and flows. There's seasons. He created them. You go through different seasons in your life. But what happens is we get stuck in what society pressures us to be stuck in. Maybe what social media is saying, pay attention to this, whether you're watching your friends and that's what is, you know, drawing your attention. Like, oh, we got to do this too. And oh, wait, we got to do this. Maybe it's the media, the TV. Maybe it's your family expectations. But it all boils down to this crazy thing we call the calendar. And now the calendar isn't anything that's written down. Now, some of you may be saying, oh, I love the old-fashioned way and I write things down. That's awesome. Do you post it for everybody to read? I know for me, I tried for many years when I first began like, oh, I'm going to get this app and I'm going to make sure that my husband has it and I have it and we're going to start connecting. And then as the children got older, I wanted to put them on it. So I would actually schedule trash day. Seriously, that was on my calendar. Why? I didn't want to be the only one responsible for trash. Do you have that in your family that maybe you're the only one responsible for trash? Well, a calendar could kind of lead us down that direction. It can stifle our lives. It can wreck a marriage. So is your calendar wrecking your marriage? Now, like I said before, we don't do this on purpose. We believe we are fulfilling our responsibility in keeping the family calendar in check. Your husband is he's focused on his job, and you've been knighted the calendar keeper. That has a great ring to it, doesn't it? I am the calendar keeper. But have you? Believe it or not, your husband wants to be kept in the loop as to what's on the calendar. He wants the opportunity to say yes or no to commitments also. He doesn't want to just, you know, make the assumption that you got this all taken care of. But what? We think we've been knighted the calendar keeper, so we just keep on keeping. Your husband doesn't like surprises, and he wants to be included. When you begin to start making all of these decisions on your own, then what happens? You begin to grow apart. People talk about, I don't understand why my husband and I, you know, we got married and it was awesome and we were doing things together all the time and it was just incredible. And then, I don't know, we got married and we started having kids. And then, 4 or 5 years after they started getting into activities, I don't know what he likes anymore. Who's the calendar keeper? Where's the communication here? If you're a woman who hoards the calendar, you are wrecking your marriage. And I stand here before you saying, I was guilty of this. I thought I was doing a service to my husband. Now, there was a season that I was truly the calendar keeper. He was working on his career. He was working towards finishing his education and positioning himself. And we both were on the same page. I was homeschooling, so he didn't have to worry about like parent-teacher conferences because I was the parent, I was the teacher, I was keeping everything in check. All was great. And then things began to shift a little. We decided to put them into traditional school, whether it was private or public. And we made some changes. It was a new season. His career became really more stable, I should say. He did all he needed to do, and now it was to go out truly and work and enjoy and use his gifts and talents. But I never stopped long enough to ask him, do you still want me to keep doing all of this? making the decisions on what goes onto the calendar, all the church activities, all my volunteer stuff, the kids. We were in Awanas, and I would, you know, I had the praise kids, and I was doing like 200 things a week. I kid you not. And it may not seem like a whole lot at the time for a week or two, but those weeks add up to months, which adds up to years. And as years go by, and Daddy comes home and the house is empty because, oh, well, we're filling our calendar requirements, our commitments to the community, to the church, to our family. But who are we leaving out? Daddy. Our husband. Their father. I failed. Is your calendar wrecking your marriage? You see, we need to be mindful of our control reflexes. When you said I do, it's we do. So how do you prevent your calendar from wrecking your marriage? Well, it all boils down to communication. Remove the assumptions and communicate the calendar content. That is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Communicate the calendar content. You are scheduling how your family is going to operate. And that doesn't mean that you're always at the helm. You shouldn't always be driving the boat by yourself. Allow your husband to participate. Allow the father of your children to understand that, okay, this is what we're looking at. This is the season. And it changes. Maybe right now it's just the two of you, husband and wife. Guess what? You can still have this problem. You can actually still be wrecking your marriage. Why? Because maybe you're making an assumption. Oh, I'm going out with the girls tonight. Is that okay, honey? What is he going to say? No, sweetheart, I don't want you going out anywhere. Okay, maybe in his mind he's saying that, but it doesn't come out of his mouth. And so then he sits home by himself. Maybe he calls up a friend or two and they hang out. And that's fine for a couple times, but after a while, it gets really old really fast. Is your calendar wrecking your marriage? You got to communicate the calendar content. So this applies to anyone. And when you have children, oh my goodness gracious. Okay, now we have five. So, you know, our whole situation was like magnitude, you know, just maximized completely different than most people. It was crazy chaos sometimes. I would run one child to one activity. I would go and drop another one off at another place, find a way to get back to pick up the first child that I dropped off, to drop off another child at another place, to meet to pick up the second one, kind of coordinate with another parent to bring the third that I had dropped off. And by the time my day's done, I think I did about seven activities, and that was just with five children, not counting everything I needed to do. And that was within a span of maybe 2.5 to 3 hours. Okay, that is chaos. That is busyness. And that is what will wreck your marriage. Now, when they're little and cute, there's not a whole lot to it, right? You snuggle, you hope to get them in bed, you hope to set them on kind of a schedule of going to sleep so you could go to bed. And then they wake up, but all of a sudden they turn two or three. And it's like, what activity can I get them involved in? I want to make sure that, oh, they're great at sports, or they're going to be awesome at dance, or, you know, we've got to throw in gymnastics too. Now, I'm not saying none of that isn't important, but what I am saying is if you're focused on all of that, your marriage is suffering. And if it's not suffering today, it will 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Because you're losing the connection. Your relationship is deteriorating. So you got to communicate the calendar content. How you do that is three steps. Set the boundaries, number one. Number two, schedule with permission. And number three, summarize the calendar. Now, those are simple, but I want to break it down even further in each of those segments. So let's first talk about setting the boundaries. You have to have rules of engagement. So understand that, you know, these things will change over time. You know, now my children are in college. I've got a couple in college, and I've got one up and coming. She's going to be there in just a few months. So that'll be three in college. And then I've got one in high school and then one in middle school. So our life right now is totally different than when we were homeschooling and doing activities. Totally different lifestyle. You have to go with your season. So these things are going to change. So do not make the assumption that, oh, you set this and that's how it's going to be for the rest of your life. No, it's not. So when you set the boundaries, you have to think about the rules of engagement. Maybe Sunday you set a time that it's family time. There's no friends coming over to play. Maybe you do, you know, family movie night that day. You go to church together, whatever. Sunday is your day, whatever it is. Maybe Wednesday is church night. And so that's something that you protect and you say, no, this is a boundary. We don't cross this. Maybe Friday night is date night. Now, maybe date night looks a little bit different depending upon what season you're in. But here, it's all about the rules of engagement. You're setting the boundaries and you have to do this together. Don't make the assumption. As seasons change, things come up, even a job change. You know, you want to change your insurance plan, and they say it has to be like a life-changing event. Okay, same with setting the boundaries. You have a life-changing event like changing a job. You need to come back and say, okay, what are our rules of engagement? Where are we going here? Because maybe the hours are now that he works nights and you work days. So where are you melding together? Communicate the calendar content. So you got to know this. And it all changes always with the seasons of your life. So that's one aspect of setting the boundaries. The other aspect is know the no's. Know the no's. And I'm not talking about the no's that you sniff with. I'm talking about the automatic no's, the yeses and the no's. You got to know when you've got to say no immediately with no hesitation. If you're asked to do something and it conflicts with your plan, it's a no. It's no. You don't even have to say, well, I'll get back to you on that. Because usually that means, in women's terms, yes. Did you know that? Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. We all know it, women. It's this this unexpressed yes. It's like, I'll get back to you. Really? Will you? That means it's going to be a yes. Okay, I'm putting you down for a yes. And it happens all the time that way. For a man, it doesn't work that way. In his mind, it's a no. How did you not see that that's not a no? What were you thinking? Again, communicate the calendar content. You got to set the boundary. So you have to know the no's. And that means you got to talk about this. This is what you've got to figure out. Our no's are not going to be the same as your no's. So figure it out for your family. And if you have, like, let's say you have one child right now and then you add two more later, that's going to complicate things. So you're going to have this discussion again. All right. Setting the boundaries are going to change based on your seasons. Please know that. Number two, after setting the boundaries, you have to schedule with permission. What does that mean? Schedule with permission. Well, you need to know, what do you schedule automatically? So for me, when my husband was taking care of building up his career and finishing his education and doing what he needed to do, all those steps, we still had five children, okay? We had them, God had them planned way before we thought we wanted children. It did not fit with our plan, understand that. And so when he was doing his thing, there was this understood calendar content type of a thing where, okay, mom takes care of the children. And the children can only do what mom can do. If mom can't do it, then it's not going to get done. And it's not because dad didn't want to. It's we could not rely on dad's schedule. So that was the rule. And that was, you know, my way to schedule automatically. So I could say yes to an activity if I could do it, but I could not commit if it involved him. And that was a boundary. That was something that we set up, and it was a permission that him and I, we decided together that that's how we would do our calendar. So maybe for you, it's church, community, school activities specifically to the children. But then you have to also understand schedule with permission may involve what do you schedule together. Maybe it's the date night with the girlfriends or your guys. You know, he goes out with the guys, you go out with the girls. Okay, that may need to be a discussion that comes together, figuring out what works within your schedule. That's not something probably that comes automatic. But again, talk about it. Maybe it's parties. You want to have, you know, a few couples over and their kiddos. That sounds great to you. Your kids are all on board, but he's like, gosh, I've had such a long week. I really don't want to do this. So again, you got to communicate this. Don't make these assumptions. Assumptions get you into trouble. And number three, summarize the calendar. This is what I consider the meeting of the minds. And as we call it in our family, it's the family meeting. Now, when they were children, they are still children. When they were little itty bitties, obviously they didn't have a say. But as they got older, it was important for us to have these family meetings and say, hey, what do you think about this? We're thinking of going to grandma's. Do you think this would work? You know, we've got this on the schedule and this. How do you feel about that? And then daddy would chime in and, you know, as the kids got older, they could put in their opinion, et cetera. What does that give them? Responsibility. And they're going to learn how to communicate what? Calendar content so they can go and continue building their relationships after they say we do. There's a lot more to a marriage than just saying, okay, I'm in for it. You're adorable. I'm attracted to you. I love your kiss. You're so cute, you know, but we've got a lot more to that. Where are you in your marriage? Is your calendar wrecking your marriage? You got to communicate the calendar content. That's the only way in this craziness, busy, hectic schedule that we all run. We are all busy. We all are. In our own right, we're all busy. No one else is busier than others. You're just as busy if you have no children as I am busy with 5 children. It's just my busy looks a lot different than your busy. So there's not a comparison here. It's saying what works in a marriage. What and how can you build a strong foundation? Because if your foundation as a couple is strong, then that means your relationships with your children are going to be strong too, because they're going to see that unity, that you are united together as one, as God created you and how he created marriage. I know this is probably a lot to digest, but I thought we really needed to hit this. And with back to school and, you know, Labor Day is about ready to hit, this is the time to talk about it. So take your calendar out and start looking at it. How much of that is all you, all your decision? Then ask yourself, my goodness, was I given permission to schedule all of this? And if not, then it's time that the two of you get together and then involve the children, assuming they're of the appropriate age. Only you can judge that and come together. And if you don't have children, then still, you still need to talk about it. Maybe you love working out. You love going, you know, on Saturday morning to do things with the girls at the gym. And maybe your husband wants nothing to do with the gym. And he wants to spend time with you. Well, you need to talk about this, because eventually this is going to be a problem in your marriage. And it's just going to add up to other things. And that's what we're here trying to prevent. You want to have this strong foundation in your marriage. So I ask you again, is your calendar wrecking your marriage? Maybe it's not a total wrecking ball yet, but maybe you're close. Maybe your eyes are opened a little bit. Maybe you have been kind of flexing those control muscles. Mm-hmm. We all love to do it as moms, as women. And that's an okay thing with our confidence factor. That's great. But when we're married, it takes two. It's we do. Maybe you want some help with that? Click on the link, take aim. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You and I can get on the phone together and we can actually talk specifically about your situation and work on strategies and tools that you can implement today in helping really, you know, shore up your marriage to give you a solid foundation. No, is it going to happen overnight? No. But you will see progress. I promise you that. So click on the link, take aim. I would love to come beside you. Let your calendar support your marriage. Don't let your marriage crumble over a calendar. There's a big difference. What's your choice today? I know what it is already. You just got to commit to it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.